Really, really fun and exciting. New. Everything is new, always.
I feel like I'm being poor my whole life.
And
I
love all my friends. When I look at them,
I think sometimes
that they've got all this cool, awesome stuff going on. And that I need to get some cool, awesome stuff going on, too. So it's kind of happy to have some.
Right now, basically the only thing that I have going is
Which is the transition point to my life.
I'm working and trying to afford a more adult lifestyle, which is a little difficult right now.
Moving towards something that I can see, but I'm not there yet. So it's a lot of work.
But, I guess I'm not facing too much in the way of problems. I can always pay my bills, always pay my rent. I may not have a lot of money inside of that, but that's the biggest issue in my life right now.
I feel like I'm going to be poor my whole life. I feel like I'm in Boston, it's like go to school and get my life in order.
And
finding
32 and then get places in the future.
Aging.
And they're all like,
My mom held her hand, said that family is.
My grandma is
time. It takes time and money, which are issues.
And that's about
16. I'm working with my friend Nick again, but there's this girl that sits behind me and she's coming with her mouth open.
My mom said that my grandma
and it sounds like, like a penguin or an alligator trying to swallow
I met my dad at a Chili's about a month and a half ago, and what he told me was that my grandma told him, hey,
I do a lot of work and hang out with friends.
Well, I'm human, so identity crisis. Always identity crisis. You face one whenever you graduate high school, you face one. When you get out of high school for a year, and then you get kind of good about it, and then you realize you've been questioning, who am I, so long that you don't know who you are anymore, and you find out, or you think you find out, when you're going to graduate on time, having found out,
as I was my face used to be better, and then it got skinny, and now I have extra skin on my face, and it's wrinkled, or maybe it's just because I'm old. So, I don't really know. I'm not too worried about it, except for when people take pictures. Other issues in my life. My mom just moved to town, which is major, and it's causing all kinds of upheavals in my interpersonal
interactions.
It's good, though.
Financial, working through debt, which has been rough, but I'm almost out of it, so that's good. Lots of changes in
really all of
my
the
job.
Company-wide
stuff going down. Working through that,
Well, I have to relearn how to walk. So I've been injured, and now I'm learning how to make my knee get straight and walk without a cane or crutches. I have to face projects and stress and relationships.
He just got over. I was scared that he was going to win.
I'm graduating, also, what is loneliness? It's a big question I'm asking. Because you have to
Which I know I'll regret for like 6 months. Man, I felt so bad for you. And for me, trying to figure out my plans for next year. I was an emotional wreck and didn't anticipate it at all. My husband's getting braces. My kids threatened to never suck at my boobs again. I know, yeah. Our house is like Oral City. That's pretty much it. Yeah. Oh, hey, no. Yeah, man, what are braces going to do to our sex life? What can they do?
That's my dad.
I mean, really, all these little problems come up, you know, and solutions come up, and I'm just trying to be open to always winning. Everybody can win, man. It's always win-win. And keep that in my brain.
Well, I'm in transportation. Our big issue, I suppose, is we're sort of waiting on Congress to approve the next authorization for federal aid transportation funds to the states. And so we're watching Congress on a daily basis to see what they do. That, to a large degree, determines the direction that research programs around the country, including ours, do take. So that's a primary issue. Another issue, of course, ongoing issue, is sort of stems from that, is funding for the transportation system. Our system, like most of our infrastructure in the U.S., old and needs to be replaced. Meanwhile, we're trying to figure out how to get the most out of that infrastructure as it currently exists, and that's really what I work in, transportation system operations.
About 5 years ago, trying to make it as a musician.
Working. I'm in kind of school, so that's pretty much my life.
Punching in and out every day.
I got buried in
futurelessly.
And the same day, came and got me a new cat.
Really fun.
It turns out that
although
I now do love cats.
When I look at them, what am I going to be when I grow up, Ryan? No. Is 27 good up? I want to be a ballerina or a rock star. I am a perpetual child.
Knowing if I'm going to graduate on time, and if not, if I want to continue.
I'm at school, so that's pretty much my life.
For my whole life.
And it sounds like in the classroom, I go to school.
I went to University of Texas. I rode the bus.
When I met him, he said,
I would much rather be paid to do that.
And he's like, let's just make the most of